Sales Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati affirmed the significance of energy transition to anticipate the impact of global economic turmoil. During a meeting with UK Special Representative for Climate, Rachel Kite, she highlighted about the energy transition, which is increasingly complex to be implemented amid today's global dynamics. Quoted from Andalanews.com, Sri Mulyani, in her Instagram account, wrote that energy transition is also a topic that is not frequently discussed anymore in various multilateral forums. In addition, the weakening condition of the world's economy greatly affects the energy transition process. A team of Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency successfully evacuated two foreign nationals who fell ill aboard a cruise ship sailing through the waters of Aceh Province. Quoted from Mandarin.com, the Halo Basarnas Banda Aceh office, Ibnu Haris Al Hussein, identified the rescued passengers as an 86-year-old German citizen and a 43-year-old Russian national. The emergency operation was initiated following the stress call from the cruise ship on Saturday afternoon, requesting urgent medical assistance for the two passengers. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And today is the Vesak Day in Indonesia. And a lot of people are having vacation, and of course our Buddhist friends are celebrating it, commemorating it. One of them is at the Borobudur Temple. And apparently, the history of Vesak in Indonesia had been commemorated since early 20th century, or around 1929. As we quote from Kompas.com, there's a dissertation titled "The Making of Buddhism in Modern Indonesia, South and Southeast Asian Networks and Agencies, 1900 and 1959. By Yulianti in 2020. And apparently, the Vesak ceremony has been carried out, but not in Borobudur. Instead, in Giri Lojo, Bandung, in 1929. And the commemoration of Vesak Day was stopped temporarily during the Revolution of Indonesian Independence in 1945 until 1949. And then after everything settled, finally, Vesak Day was commemorated again in 1953. And it was postponed again in 1973 because at that time the Borobudur Temple was being renovated a little bit. And then in the new older era, Indonesian government set the Vesak Day as a national holiday, which was included in the Presidential Decree No. 3 in 1983. So until now, Vesak Day is a national holiday for all Indonesians. And of course, a lot of them are coming to a lot of places, and I'd like to tell you one of the places that I visited, but not in Borobudur, but something else, not really far. Well, a little bit far from Jakarta, but still next door. So full story after the next ones. visitors from the whole country, they crowded, how do we call it? They gathered in the Badwe community village in Lebak, Banten. And quoted from Antaranews.com, according to the local village secretary, Medi, apparently some 2,500 people has been visiting Badwe community, and it was predicted that there will be more until today because of the Vesak holiday. And for people who doesn't know why Badwe is quite special, because the people in Badwe, they still uphold the traditional values so much, and if you want to come there, you have to comply, obey, or follow the local rules when visiting the Badwe village. For example, you cannot litter at all, and also you cannot swim in a river. That is quite interesting, but well, you will not be able to swim there because of the local rules or regulations. And if you want to know more about the Badwe itself, I think you should really go get your tourism operator and find a package that will bring you to get to know more to a very philosophical community in Lebak, Banten. Overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Bring you to Majalengka to get to know more about Indonesian culture called Sambiong. We'll be right back. actually the weather might have
better here. Hurt, device is some gummies. I get hallucinogen, but it will disappear overnight when I apply me a pipe routine, or I'll call it first oil. In the time, moving on, my lower tonsils was also healed.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat. Yang kepukul urat pergelangan kaki itu yang di bawah tuh. That was a statement of Atin Hidayat, the owner of Kanca Gede Sundani Studio, to Eric Ewell's Office Voice of Indonesia in Majorenka Region C, West Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majorenka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when she is hit.
Itu bahaya itu, jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Would dangerous be for you? So just stand still if you're going to be hit, because it will be dangerous. The tortoise will hurt. This will probably hurt instead.
Stand still, then she makes no sense indeed. But it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majorenka Region C, West Java. It is a traditional art, which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kirin Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majorenka, who is also a corn farmer in Simpurum Sub-District, Cigasom District, Majorenka Region C, West Java.
Nama Kirin Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpurum, Kecamatan Cigasom, Kabupaten Majorenka, umur 67. My name is Kirin Almawi from Simpurum Sub-District, Cigasom District, Majorenka Region C. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. This also not funny, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotten leather in depth length of 60 cm, with head cloth called Balakutak, made of layers of clothes to support hard heat. In about 60 years, I research found the art dangerous, that it was unified into Sampyong, in which people weep and are hit for 3 times. Old people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent, maybe accidentally, said Sam Tri Pyong. So Sampyong is three buildings led by a livery called Malandam.
Modifikasi itu. Jadi Sampyong, Sampyong itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampyong itu kebetulan katanya dia kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu 3 pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandam.
Three buildings. That's the essence of Sampyong art from Majorenka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandam. The new art, which has existed before the colonial era, as evolved as time rolled by and said by a Sikin, Majorenka cultural observer and the owner of an art studio in Majorenka, to Eric Ewell's Office Voice of Indonesia, then we are looking for the existence of Sampyong art in Majorenka Region C, West Java Province. The origin of Sampyong art, as Sikin said, comes from Kaulinan or games of Xavier.
Sampyong itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala. Sampyong used to be kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle, because it was lovable that it developed in Majorenka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majorenka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, kemudian menjadi permainan yang rakyat. Justru jadi berkembang, menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan lah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like as you can see, Sampyong art evolution still continues from Kaulinan or Xavier games in Majorenka becomes hobby from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. As you can see, Kaulinan or Xavier changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian, pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian... When Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in the 1960s. First, not hitting head, fetal part, and under thigh. Only 3 beat, so it means Sampyong. Chinese people say Sam is 3, Pyong is beat. So no more battle after 3. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense, and it's hiking one hour style with accompaniment instruments. Gendang pincak, tempur, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan kuncak, and padundung, tepak awa, all two taps, means paleredan, and it's solid during the performance.
Sebuah kesenian, dimasukkan alat pengiring gendang pincak, tempur, kemudian gendang dan trompet. Mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak, baik padundung, tepak dua atau apa gitu, biasanya paleredan, yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain.
In Sampyong, there's a regulation, and at that time, people still loved Sampyong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community.
Mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun. Listener, Atin Hidayat, Sampyong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing Sampyong art from Majorenka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempur, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya. What makes it fun is the music. It lives up to spirit.
Bikin semangat apalagi kalau ditonton gitu.
Want to join. If Sampyong lovers join, Malandam will get overhauled to choose participants.
Malandamnya sampai kerepot menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get free heart beatings and how long the artist performs Sampyong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya itu kan Malandam ya. Istilahnya,
it depends on how Malandam or referee manage time. Sometimes, after one beating, the player goes wild while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Istirahat apa supaya nggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya, ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15, satu kali, satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde, satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10-15 menit.
That's what makes Sampyong art from Majorenka fun. Regarding extinction, Majorenka Sampyong art, Atin added that she would keep promoting Sampyong art from Majorenka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jaring sosial.
I often see Sampyong art coverage in social networks like like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Sanam art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka Sampeom art continues to be done, not only by Aceng, Afikun or Mankiewicz Almawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Surati, to RRI World Service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampeom dan seni Kau.
Thank you for your concern about Sampeom art and Kau art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both France and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festivals, especially in them cities and West Java. Because to us that you ask, namely Sampeom and Kau, are traditional arts, which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like Kadamfling dance. Gao and Sampeom need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to specially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampeom dan seni Kau, memang ini perlu kita angkat, kita lombakan atau kita festival ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini bisa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali, itu yang kontrak dengan kita, khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka. Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampeom Art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, last month said, Sampeom Art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk Sampeom tidak terlalu sulit ya.
Sampeom art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampeom. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it ngadilan jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampeom art in Majalengka always carries its ship, agility contest, and puncak. Sampeom has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image or fun.
Amintan di pekarangan di Sampeom. Dan kesenian Sampeom di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat. Selalu disatukan dengan pertangkasan domba atau dengan pegelaran kuda pencak. Kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong. Kalau di sini kuda pencak. Ya, ada bedanya. Sedikit orang Majalengka. Dan Sampeom ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat. Tadi tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampeom art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampeom art from the region.
Untuk Sampeom sebenarnya wisatawan. In fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have asked us to watch Sampeom art performance. So we performed Sampeom art in Cideras Village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampeom art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because balanced art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, laughter, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik dengan pendapat seni kekerasan, tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan, gitu. Tapi hiburan, seni kekerasan, tapi hiburan. Itu hiburannya dengan saling pukul, tapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai, dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Westman revealed that Sampeom art, which started from Soviet Games in Majalengka, now asks foreign tourists to come to see Sampeom art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan yang asing pernah yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Prancis.
The French tourists come from the US, France and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampeom art. They are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway. But they do not come in coverage, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans and South Americans playing musical instruments called Sagatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts including Sampeom art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut Sagatana di Jatiwangi Art Factory. Di Jatiwangi sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampeom dan Dao.
Westman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampeom art, Majalengka Regency Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to art studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days, and state food events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park. We have also performed Sampeom and Gao at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam, or Gemar Nusantara event. We also participated in Porseni Sports and Arts Competition in 8 Regencies of Border City in West Java and Central Java, Art and Culture event in West Java, Sampeom Dance, SNK Putra Nusantara Majalengka, Art Professional School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang puncak sam has been proposed to support Sampeom art.
Indonesia
is rich in folk stories from each region, whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what Sampeom art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampeom art is still favorable until now, both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regions in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the source of that, Sampeom art from Majalengka, which is in the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation, without changing standard of Sampeom art totally.
Come on, come on.